featuring the vocals of Alex Turner on that track. You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis. And we have Noel Fielding in the studio with us.
Hello!
We're just reconnecting him with old friends.
Oh, that was so beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah, a kind of friend.
We still didn't get his number, though, because he made a technical error. I don't think so.
You'll grow to realise over the next 20 minutes, technical errors are our shtick.
I'd just like to say for the record that you, Veronica, you've got beautiful feet.
Oh, come on, don't come back from that. You've already told everyone I look like I have prehistoric kangaroo feet.
Cloven hooves.
Mm. That's fine, and I'm cool with it. Hey, what we just decided we would do now is an early evening with Noel Fielding. And we've got someone on the line who would like to join in the early evening.
Is this Nick again?
It certainly is not.
Is this Kev from Tame Impala?
First of all, to just set the scene, if we just imagine this now, Noel, it's appropriate that you came wearing a dressing gown that is velvet. There's a stool
it's a
that you're sitting
jacket.
On. Sorry.
Half undone.
It's not a stool, it's a soft, luxurious sofa. It's an old man's rocking chair.
Do you see an evening with you being more sort of light jazz music in the background, or do you want to be in a jacuzzi?
Jacuzzi.
Okay.
I'm Rick James. I'm not, you know, let's not get too Julian here. Light jazz. Oh, yeah.
I feel like it would have been good. Can the jazz music also be in the same place as the jacuzzi?
You know, you said you could make it sound like we're in a jacuzzi. I didn't realise you were going to urinate on me.
I promised you at the start of the interview we would.
Right. I thought you were joking.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the only jeans I've got with me. I've got to wear these on stage.
Oh, hello there.
Oh.
Welcome to an evening.
Oh, I think there's someone's coming in. There's someone just entering the room. Oh, I think it's Alison. Hey, Alison.
Is this Alison
hey.
From The Kills? Hey.
How are you?
Hello. Alec, what's your second name?
Kate.
You can't say before. I mean, it sounds like you're making it up.
I didn't make it up. My name's Alison Kate.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
How are the bubbles for you?
The bubble? Oh, they're delicious. Oh, wait, you don't drink bubbles in a jacuzzi. Never mind.
It's a little bit weird. There's a plaster floating around. Don't drink the bubbles.
I won't drink
bubbles.
Why don't
you get in with me?
I will get in with you.
You could get in naked. That's fine as well. I mean, I was expecting a bathing suit, but naked's good.
Yeah, I could do either, so...
Okay.
I'm pretty happy.
It's a champagne jacuzzi, so, you know, get involved.
I'll have some champagne. Oh, no, you don't drink it with a straw. You just drink it straight out of the bottle.
Hey, if you want to get drunk quickly, you drink with a straw. It's an old English tip.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Wow. Would you like to pour, Alison, some wine?
I'd love to, yeah.
Oh. Pour that wine. Thanks, Noel.
Oh. Cheers.
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 So good to... you know, just to really get to know you a bit better.
That's lovely to get to know you too.
How have you been?
Pretty good.
I really wish I'd taken my clothes off before I got in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty comfy with no clothes on, you know?
I've sort of absorbed quite a lot of the water. You're just sitting in a puddle of water. I'm fully clothed, wet. These DJs are urinating on me from above. We've got an open fire in the jacuzzi.
I think that Alison's just left, and I think that maybe... Oh, gosh, who's arrived now? I think it's Clayton has arrived.
Clayton?
Hey, Noel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good.
Get in the jacuzzi.
Okay, sweet. This is good.
Not that close.
Get us a bit further back.
Okay, come on then, spoon me.
Hey, there we are.
Oh, Clayton, we go together like Lego.
I knew we would, Noel.
I knew we would.
Let's have some jelly. Can we have some jelly?
Of course we can.
I brought some jelly. Mum
yes.
made me some mango jelly to bring here because she knew I was meeting you.
Mango jelly? Your mum,
yeah.
She knows what I like. Mango,
yeah,
you don't need to put it in my eyes.
Sorry, I can't...
Is this jelly or tree sap? I can't work this out at all.
There's bubbles in my eye.
Clayton,
sorry.
I think I love you.
Oh, gosh.
There's no need to insert.
I think Clayton's just left and...
Oh, wow, we're getting more... Clayton.
India. Is that India?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Is that India?
This is turning into a real swingers vibe.
Country?
I'm not a country.
Oh, right. Okay, this is like a dating thing where you get 30 seconds to impress me or impregnate me, whichever...
I'm cool with either.
I like that leotard.
Yeah, I put it on specially.
Amazing.
Gosh.
It's made out of tweed.
So beautiful. Tweed leotard.
Yeah.
India.
Yeah.
I think I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you already.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
We should press the button and get some more bubbles going.
Okay, let's do it. You ready?
There we go.
India, you've got such crinkled fingers. Would you like some more crisps? You
call them chips, some more crisps, please.
Okay, they're a bit wet, but you know, that was close.
I like them soggy.
I like them soggy.
Oh, stop.
With 10,000 emerald pools on Triple J. You're with Veronica and Lewis, and we're joined by the man who lots of people have been spending an early evening with, Noel Fielding. How are you doing, Noel?
I'm okay.
You've recovered from that jacuzzi jazz session?
I've got my dressing gown on.
I mean, it's still
damp.
Yeah,
it's still moist,
it's loosely tied in the middle. There's not a lot being hidden, but it's. I appreciate the effort.
No, we thought since we read an article that you were saying that you thought that young people these days are squares.
No, I said the times are squares.
Oh.
They're square, and then it's unfortunate for young people because young people want to be able to wear makeup and silly costumes and go wild, but actually we live in quite conservative times, and so
they
I felt
took you
sorry
out of context,
for them.
Did they? The interviewers.
Yeah, they did, actually.
And then I did. Now.
Naughty, naughty, naughty journalists.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance to defend yourself. But we did think that we are...
Because my
quite...
whole fan base are young, you know that. So
yeah,
if I said young people were squares, I'd be in a theatre on my own, talking to no one, talking to my own shadow. My fans are not square. They're Brit, they come dressed up. They're amazing.
It probably just, I guess, struck a chord with Lewis and I because we are squares.
They're like, oh, yeah, that seems about right.
I'm a secret square, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, in deep down, hidden within?
Deep down. Maybe not a square, a rhombus, maybe.
We thought that because we have rhombus, we thought that because we are slightly squarish, particularly me, that it could be a good idea if we got a little help from you. And potentially, one of your like standing out features, and a lot of people commenting on the text line that they love about you, is your hair.
Right.
Yeah. And that maybe because...
It's not mine, it's Joan Jett's. We tour at different times. When I'm using it, she stays inside. We're both bald.
Oh, I can't stop seeing that now. That's incredible.
So, yeah. Basically, she looks like Yul Brynner at the moment because I've got the hair. And then I'll give it back to her. That's how it's a sort of, you know, a rotor system.
That's a beautiful symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, I think if you're going to base your hair on someone, Joan Jett's not bad. Not a bad one.
Yeah, strong.
We thought that if, to make, like, me specifically less square, that maybe you would cut my hair only...
In the shape of a square.
Rhombus, please.
Rhombus head.
Only if... So you would like to do it, to cut my hair? How do you feel about it?
I'm good at... I've got good hair, but I don't think I'm very good at cutting hair, so it's up to you, really. I'll do it, obviously, if you want me to. But I'm like Samson. If someone cuts my hair in the wrong style, I lose all my power.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
I don't know if that will happen to me. Maybe.
Yeah, you're often very sensitive about it. But
you don't have that much to lose.
Oh, yeah, I'm slightly balding.
No, I meant...
That really does strike a chord with me.
Hey, come on.
We've got a series of interview questions, though. We thought if you get them right, you can cut my hair to look like your hair.
Oh, wow. I wish I knew how to, but I'd have a go. But I don't want to... You've got beautiful hair. I don't want to mess it up.
If you get them wrong, then you have to make your hair to look a little bit more like my hair.
Okay.
And we'll get a photo.
If I get it wrong, I'll cut my pubes to look like Joan Jett.
Okay.
It's a good deal. All right, well, let's go for the first question. We thought since there's so much density in your shows, like so many references coming on the text line of just things, you're like, I watched that show and I do not remember that. We wondered if you remembered it all.
I make a lot of stuff
up. Yeah, you make... Right, yeah. So we thought we'd ask you a few specific references and see if you could get them.
Okay.
All right, question one. This is from your most recent show, Luxury Comedy,
yes.
Season 1. There are over 70 characters you created. Do you remember the name of the art dealer who has colouring pencils for facial hair and genitals and cigarettes?
Darren Cash.
Oh.
It is Darren Cash.
That is amazing.
Yes. Incredible.
And he had a little colouring pencil that he was smoking, and as he tapped it on the ashtray, little shavings came out.
Yeah.
That was the best joke. That's not really a joke, it's an image, really.
It's a beautiful image, though.
Hence the hate for that show.
That's not funny. Hey, it was an image. It's a beautiful image, right?
That's what I said. I'm with you. I'm on your team.
All right, we've got three questions. First one is correct. Question number two. In the Mighty Boosh Series 2, the legend in the episode The Legend of Old Greg, when Howard Moon first meets Old Greg before he shows him his mangina and takes him to his lair, Old Greg asks, "What do you think of me? Make an assessment." How does Howard Moon describe him?
I think you're a fine, modern, upstanding gentleman.
Oh, it's close.
I think you're a fine, modern gentleman. I think you're a fine... Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, it's nice, modern gentleman. Oh, it's nice,
very close.
So close.
Very close.
Potentially dodged a huge bullet there, Veronica.
You see, when you learn lines, you don't have to learn the other person's lines. Yeah. I was the one who said, "What do you think of me?"
Yeah.
Make an assessment. You're a nice, modern gentleman.
Yeah, it was. Mm. Oh, well, we'll be doing your hair in a more square scenario soon.
I'm going to have to take my shoes and socks off. Yeah. Kangaroo feet.
In the meantime, though, let's put on a tune from The Cure. This is Just Like Heaven. You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis, and we're joined by Noel Fielding.